Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be talking about something that sounds like it's straight out of science fiction.
But it's not.
Definitely not. We're talking about what if you had two extra arms?
Two extra functional arms.
Exactly. Not just like, oh, imagine if I had extra arms. Like, no fully functional, controllable extra arms.
It really makes you think, what would that even be like?
What would you even do with them? And that's what we're diving into today.
It's a question that really gets at how adaptable are we? Our brains, our bodies.
Yeah, it's wild. So where are we getting this information from today?
Well, there's a fascinating research paper that just came out from a team at Keio University.
Okay.
And the University of Tokyo.
Of course. Gotta have both.
Absolutely.
The best in the biz.
And they've actually built a system called MetaArms that explores this whole idea of body remapping.
Body remapping. I like it already. So for our listeners, what is like the basic idea behind body remapping?
Okay, so think of it this way. Your brain has this amazing ability to adapt to changes in your body.
Right, like if you lose a limb.
Exactly. Or even something less dramatic, like put on a pair of those funky prism glasses that flip your vision upside down. Your brain eventually adjusts, remaps how it processes that information.
Oh, that's trippy.
It is. And in the case of MetaArms, it's about tricking your brain into thinking that these two external robotic arms are actually a part of you.
Whoa. Okay. So like, paint me a picture here. What does this MetaArms thing actually look like?
So picture like a backpack, okay, right?
I'm with you.
Not the most stylish thing at the moment, but hey, it's a prototype.
Function over fashion for science.
Exactly. And attached to this backpack are these two robotic arms. And these aren't just like flimsy things. They're human scale and they're capable of moving with as much range of motion as your own arms.
Really? As dexterous as our own arms and hands.
We're talking 6 degrees of freedom. Each arm can rotate, extend, basically move in pretty much any direction you can imagine, just like a human arm.
That is so cool. But I gotta ask, how do you even control these things?
Okay, so get this. You control them with your feet.
My feet? You're kidding, right?
I know, right? Sounds kind of crazy at first.
Yeah, that was my reaction too.
But the researchers were really clever about this. Think about it. We use our feet for complex stuff all the time.
Walking.
Walking, dancing, even just navigating a cluttered room, avoiding obstacles. Our brains are already wired for that kind of spatial awareness and control, all coming from our feet.
Okay, that's actually starting to make sense. So instead of trying to like rewire the brain to control something with your mind or whatever.
Which, by the way, is still a long way off.
Oh, totally. So they're working with the brain's existing pathways, right?
Exactly. And the researchers believe that this could make the learning curve for using MetaArms much faster and much more intuitive.
So, okay, we've got these extra arms controlled by our feet. That begs the question, what's it actually like using this thing?
Right. Does it feel natural? Does it feel weird?
Yeah, like do you actually feel like you have four arms?
Well, that's what the researchers really wanted to find out.
Okay, so tell me, what'd they do?
So they designed a whole study, put people in the lab with this MetaArms prototype.
Hold on, prototype? This isn't like ready for prime time yet.
Not quite. It's still early days.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, it sounds super complex.
It is. It's cutting edge stuff.
Yeah.
But even with the prototype, they were able to learn a lot about the user experience.
Like what?
Well, one thing people noticed right away was a bit of a lag.
Lag?
Between moving their feet and the robotic arms responding.
Oh, like when your internet's slow and you click something and it takes forever.
Exactly. That kind of frustrating delay.
The worst. Mm. So how did people deal with that? Did they eventually get used to it?
You know, that's the really interesting part. Even with the lag, people started to feel a sense of control.
Really?
Yeah. And some even reported this feeling of embodiment, like those robotic arms were actually becoming part of their body map, especially as they practiced more.
Their brains were like rewiring themselves on the fly.
That's exactly what it seems like.
So crazy. How did they even measure something like that?
Well, they use this really interesting tool. Get this, it's called the NASA Task Load Index.
NASA, like the space people.
The one and only.
What do space people have to do with extra robotic arms?
Okay, so this tool, the NASA Task Load Index, it measures how mentally and physically demanding a task is.
Okay.
And as you can imagine, using MetaArms, it scored pretty high at first.
Yeah, I bet. It's a lot to think about, I'd imagine.
Right. Your brain and body are doing all this new stuff, coordinating in ways they've never had to before. So it makes sense that it would require some serious mental and physical effort.
Totally. But did those demands, like, go down with practice?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And what they found was, after people had some time to practice, they reported feeling less frustrated, the movements felt smoother, and most importantly, the task felt less mentally demanding overall.
Wow. So their brains were literally getting more efficient at controlling these meta-arms over time.
It seems like it. It really highlights how adaptable and plastic our brains are, even as adults.
That's amazing. Okay, so we've established that our brains are shockingly good at getting used to this whole four-armed situation. But now I really want to know, what can you actually do with four arms? So we know the brain can handle it. But what's the point? Like, what could we even use four arms for?
Well, I mean, practically speaking, think about someone who's lost an arm, right?
Wow. Yeah.
This technology could give them back that functionality.
Wow.
Or imagine a surgeon operating with these enhanced robotic arms. The precision they'd have.
It's giving me chills just thinking about it. It's like the potential here is huge. But you were saying something earlier about like some mind-blowing stuff, like not just practical applications.
Yeah, so get this. The researchers found that even after just a short amount of time using meta-arms, people became surprisingly accurate at pointing at targets with their eyes closed.
Wait, really? Like with their actual arm?
With their own arms, yeah.
Yeah.
Which suggests that even just temporary use of these meta-arms, it might be actually causing some pretty significant remapping in the brain.
Oh, way.
Changing how we perceive our own bodies.
You're saying our brains are that adaptable?
Yeah.
That we could like fundamentally change how we understand our own physical capabilities?
That's what it looks like.
That's incredible. This is way more than just like cool robot arms. This is like pushing the boundaries of what it even means to be human, you know?
Exactly. I mean, imagine the possibilities. Musicians playing multiple instruments at once, artists creating things with detail we've never seen.
It's like our imaginations are the limit.
The researchers actually call this element of their work experimentation. Like, what entirely new ways of interacting with the world could come from this?
I love that. So basically what we're saying is if our brains can adapt to something as radical as two extra arms,
who knows what else is possible?
Exactly. Well, listeners, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive. But before we go, we want to hear from you. If you had meta arms, what would you do with them? Share your thoughts and tag us on your favorite platform with the hashtag MetaDreams. We'll be keeping an eye out for the most creative ideas. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and as always, keep diving deep.